This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
All right, before we go any further, I need to remind you about our wonderful partner here at Love the Star. It is Boomer Jacks. Brian and I both love Boomer Jacks. Some of the coldest beer you will find anywhere in the Metroplex can be found there. Great appetizers, great atmosphere in general. And if you're a big fan of wings, you're definitely going to want to check out Boomer Jacks on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Tuesdays are half-price bone-in wings. Wednesdays are half-price boneless wings. But every other day of the week, they got great specials for you, including drink specials beginning at $3, $15 buckets of beer. And the atmosphere with the live music, the patio setup, the wall-to-wall TVs, literally TVs just lining the walls, including even in the bathroom. Boomer Jacks is the perfect spot for whatever you're looking for. Whether it's a happy hour with the coworkers, somewhere to watch the game with your buddies, somewhere to have dinner with the family, Boomer Jacks fits it all. There's 17 DFW locations. You can find yours by going to boomerjacks.com. That's boomerjacks.com. All right, Brian, we're recording this here on Friday, and Dallas Day is going on today. The Cowboys welcome in a few local prospects. There are several here that we can read off that we know are there today. Alan Ali from TCU, the offensive lineman. Defensive tackle Calvin Avery from Illinois. TCU corner Travius Hodges Tomlinson. Kansas State wide receiver Malik Knowles. TCU linebacker D. Winters. Several others are available for them to meet with based off of where they went to high school or college. Not confirmed necessarily. Oh, Marvin Mims is also there, the Oklahoma.
Marvin Mims, yeah.
Other guys that they could meet with, Quentin Johnston, receiver from TCU, Steve Avila.
He had his pro day. TCU had their pro day yesterday. Yes, so it'll be interesting to see. Yeah, or day before, excuse me. It'll be interesting to see if you do get guys like Quentin Johnston, if he runs or not, or if he's just going over to shake hands and get to meet the coaches and stuff like that. I don't see him working out again, but I see the opportunity of going over and meeting people.
Yeah, and when you look at, you've got the running back, Kendre Miller. He's another one. Kendre Miller with a private workout. Actually has a couple, I think, Zoom set up as well with the Cowboys. So there's some TCU guys. You got some bigger name guys. Jackson Smith and Jigba, the receiver from Ohio State. He went to Rockwell. He's eligible. Christian Gonzalez, the corner from Oregon. Again, not necessarily.
Toon, the quarterback from Houston.
Clayton Toon, the quarterback Toon, from Houston. Yeah. Just looking over these names a little bit here, obviously we'll tackle some of the bigger ones. I'm really interested in, and I remember, I think I told you back in December that I had heard Kendre Miller was a guy that they liked, the running back from TCU.
Makes a lot of sense.
What do you think about Kendre Miller as a player?
I tell you what, Bobby, these running backs, depending on which one you like, I mean, it's really kind of what flavor you want. And with Kendre Miller, you know, this guy's 5'11", he's 215. I mean, he makes really these subtle moves for a big man, the vision, keeps that spacing, with the defenders able to kind of keep him in. He's got the agility, the balance, the leg strength. I mean, there is sometimes like when you watch him, play, there's a burst. And he's got that toughness. He's got the power. He could drag tacklers. And he catches the football well. I mean, he just wears defenders down as he plays. And I was super impressed. I think he's a perfect build at 5'11", 215. I just, him, Bijan Robinson, basically the same type of size guys, which I think is super, super impressive.
Look, I think with Kendra Miller, you just listed all the sort of things that you like about him. I still think there's some technique type of things that he can clean up.
Right.
That he could be an even better player. I think you talked about the legs there, the power in those legs.
Uh-huh.
If he were somebody that I think ran with a little bit lower pad level, got a little lower to the ground, it feels at times like he's a little tall.
Yeah,
a little tall running. I think.
That's you know, our guy Charbonneau from UCLA. You talk about a tall runner. That guy is, you know, and I know that, you know, we work with Aisha Morrison on the draft show, and we were trying to describe, and she gave a pro comparison of Darren McFadden, that kind of that running style. If you remember Darren McFadden when he's with the Cowboys, Darren McFadden, very productive back in the NFL, but I think with Zach Charbonneau, I think that, you know, with Derek, you know, man, like a finisher and all that, this guy, like I say, Charbonneau was a transfer from Michigan. So, you know, you're going to be a running back at Michigan. We've seen them. They love to run the football. They love the toughness. You know, this kid this is not like a West Coast guy that doesn't have toughness. I mean, you see defenders bounce off him. It's a very good group of running backs, Bobby. That's what I'm trying to say. The thing that's going to be fascinating to me, and we'll see what kind of clout that, and this is going to sound funny to say, but what kind of clout that Jerry Jones might have in that draft room if Bijan Robinson's on that board, you know, because we know that Jerry Jones is the one that stepped up and said about Sam Williams in the second round over Jalen Tolbert. Jerry Jones is the one that stood up and said, hey, we're not, you know, no, we're taking Sam Williams in the second round. We'll wait on Tolbert, you know.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to see if the room, in fact, tries to talk Jerry Jones out of taking Bijan Robinson. I think Bijan Robinson, if he gets past, say, Tampa at 19, I think you might be looking at him on your board. That's just how I feel about it right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jumping back a little bit, and it's been a couple years, so this may be a little bit to remember, but you know who Kendra Miller kind of reminded me of a little bit?
Who's that?
Alex Madison from Boise State. Alexander Madison ended up with the Vikings.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook. Madison's who he reminds me of.
Yeah.
I think Madison's a good player.
He sure is. Tough.
So tough, but same sort of thing. Runs a little upright, doesn't have like game-breaking speed, but you know, it has some decent vision, balance is good, and so that's who he reminded me of a lot. You know, we've talked a lot about Quentin Johnston. I remember we had said Quentin Johnston, some of the things you got to worry about there, or some of the questions that are going to be about the hands, that at times some people have some questions about the hands. Apparently dropped 2 or 3 balls during his pro day workout on Thursday with Max Duggan out there. I still really like Quentin Johnston, but you know, it's a question, it feels like, of all the receivers at the top, I think, are flawed.
But do you feel like that Quentin Johnston is going to be there at 26? You got that feeling he is, don't you? Him or Addison. I know yesterday on the draft show, you were talking about guys that potentially could slide. And I know on Twitter, there was a question on Friday morning that someone asked, I think you and I, like, what guy? And I said, please refer to Twitter on the 20 during the draft show, where we went through probably 4 or 5 guys that we felt like could drop. And I know you talked about Addison from USC. Could Quentin Johnston be a guy that could be there for the Cowboys at 26 when they get there?
Yeah, I think so. Now, look, I think that there's some questions about the play strength, the ability to get off of press. It seems like it's harder for him to get off of press than it should be for a guy his size. There are times where the hands aren't great.
Drops, especially in a workout, man. You don't want to be that guy.
It's so interesting. It's so interesting too to look at his build, because if you look at Quentin Johnston's build. Yeah. And you were to say, just looking at his build, and he plays wide receiver, what are some of the traits you'd expect looking at him? And I'd be like, possession receiver, good contested catcher. What are some of the negatives? Maybe not light-footed. Maybe not a great foot athlete. Mm-hmm. Sort of issues like that. I think it's kind of reversed where. He has trouble. He has trouble in traffic. He doesn't do well to get off a press, but he runs like a gazelle. He's not stiff running.
Man, I'll tell you what though, Bobby, it's so funny you say that, but man, I saw plays along the sideline with the footwork, you know, I love the, I think he competes. You kind of see that he makes some big time receptions and, you know, you can say what you want. I felt like the quarterback kind of helped him because, and I know the quarterback, I was hearing some whispers that the quarterback's workout wasn't particularly great. You know, again, that's coming from somebody that was there. So I'm just, again, don't kill the messenger here, but
it's fair.
But the thing with Quentin Johnston is I do feel like that he's got some wiggle and some shake to his game, and I don't know.
That's what I mean.
What bothers you a little bit, I think, is that you see it, and then there's other times you're absolutely right.
When you look at the body type, you
6'3", 208, right?
That's
what was at the combine.
I think you look at the body type and you think.
He's got to be
slow, but a possession receiver who must be strong. And he's the opposite. All the things all the sort of natural inclinations you'd have just looking at his body type are generally not true about him. He has trouble in contested areas. Yeah. He's not great against press. But then all the other stuff, man, he must be kind of a clunky athlete, doesn't have great, you know, footwork. Maybe the body control isn't the best. Like, those are things that are kind of strengths of his game. Yeah. And so it's just he's a bit of an enigma. Those things, but I think that could he get to the Cowboys? Absolutely. I think that one's like kind of a 50-50 to me.
I feel like the first receiver off the board could be at 12 with Houston, and whichever one is it, Smith and Jigba, is it Addison? I mean, I've seen mock drafts where the top three receivers have all taken a turn at being picked at 12, and I think I don't think there's a consensus. I really don't think there's a consensus of this is the best receiver in the draft. I think there's guys that are clearly split on that order right now.
Yeah, and I think
that the third receiver could get to you. The third receiver could whoever that third receiver is on a lot of people's board could be the guy that's staring you in the face at 26.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, I think it's. I would not be surprised if there's only one receiver off the board by the time the Cowboys pick. I wouldn't necessarily be surprised if there's three off the board. I think it depends on.
Do you want a receiver to be there at 26 when they pick?
I don't have a feeling like the best, even if you told me all of the receivers were there.
Third receiver or second tight end?
For me, second tight end.
Okay, because you're thinking the second tight end's Musgrave.
I would my number one tight end's Musgrave. Number two is Kincaid.
Okay, I got you.
So I might, Brian, say I'd take the two tight ends over any of the receivers.
Ooh, I think you're absolutely right about these wide receivers. To me,
it's not a great group.
Well, it's been one of the harder groups to work through because all of a sudden you're. There's not a clear number one guy. I think that everybody's consensus, you know, Smith and Jigba, whoever, Addison, whoever you like. Yep. I think there's a group of guys that are tremendously talented players, but are all 5'8", 5'9", that you got to work through. And so, yeah, that's the problem. You are going to gamble that some of these guys that are 5'8", 5'9", are going to be able to play on the outside too. That's the gamble you're going to have to deal with in this draft.
You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. The Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.